us at scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultzy said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up 3. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, 3-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. 2-3 balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, 3-ball, good.
Better find her. Woo. On a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. 3-point shot, Gebhardt.
Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long 2-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Radiman. Open, 3-ball, buried it. Taylor Radiman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Buelskamp, 3-ball. Good!
Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And by way of introduction from Rushi's Ashley Scott, I'm Jack along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Good to have Chuck back. He is raring to go.
Nice to be here.
Big doubleheader tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Game one is the lower bracket sectional championship game between Fort Loramie and Riverside. Game two is the upper bracket sectional championship game between Bodkins and Mechanicsburg, or I should say district semifinals, which is the new parlance offered up by the Southwest District Athletic Board. However, the district semis and finals are being played at different sites. We are here tonight at Sydney. We move on to Troy next Saturday afternoon for the usual district championship contest. Fort Loramie Redskins 22-0. Riverside 13-10. It's a Riverside team, Chuck, which is on an upswing. Defeated Jackson Center by 10 in the most recent game. Not a senior in the starting group. 6-1 in the Northwest Central Conference. Good enough for second. Having won 6 of 7, 4 in a row. Opposition, you never know, could be troublesome for Fort Loramie tonight. The Redskins on an absolute tear, 22-0. Only time will tell, Chuck, if this is Carlos Siegel's best club in 20 years. Certainly it's right up there at this point, a number of games to play. You've got to take a sectional championship, then a district championship, a regional title, one step at a time. But don't know who's going to knock them off. Don't know who's going to give them a challenge. Riverside will have to play awfully well to get it done tonight. Fort Loramie still averaging, 75 points a game, giving up only 30 per contest.
Woo! Well, they scored 90 in their first tournament game with had obviously a running clock the entire second half. So that tells you what they can do. Yeah, you don't feel bad for Riverside because, you know, they're young. They're going to go out there. They need to compete. I'm going to assume they're going to play zone. If they play man to man, we might see the triple digits tonight.
Right.
But, you know, they have to keep their composure, handle the basketball, realize they're going to turn the ball over against Loramie because everybody does. Try to make their inside shots count and try not to give up anything easy, which is easier said than done.
You mentioned turnovers, Chuck. The opposition is committing against Fort Loramie about, 27, 28 per game, something like that. And it's been as many as 40. It was 39 up at Berlin Highland at the Classic in the country.
Against a good basketball team.
This Fort Loramie team has got great balance, outstanding mix, superb leadership among seniors. Marissa Meiring, Taylor Ratterman, Kennedy Gebhardt, Macy Imwali off the bench. Ratterman, school record shooting threes. She's at 44% right now on the year, Chuck. 51 for 115 behind the arc for Taylor Ratterman. As you heard in our pregame intro, which is new, so many of her shots are tailor-made.
Yeah, I like that one. Not as much as you do, but I like that one. Yeah, she's a terrific shooter. She gets her feet set, and she shoots it. She's one of the few girls that we watch. Maybe Ivy Wolf might be the other, that if it doesn't go in, you're more surprised than if it does go in.
Right. Four scorers now for Fort Loramie. My mistake, 5, between 9 points a game and 11 points a game. 5 scores right in that general area. Taylor Ratterman, 9 a game. Kenzie Holscher, 9.5. Marissa Meiring, 9.9. Ava Shouldes, 10.7. Dana Rose, 11.2. This team shoots nearly 59% on twos, 35% as a team on threes. For girls high school basketball, that is excellent.
For boys high school basketball, that is excellent.
Oh, yeah. Here's another stat. 74% on free throws. And
wow.
Right now, with the exception of Anna in Shelby County, Boys teams are averaging well under 60% at the free throw stripe. Fort Loramie girls, 74% on the year.
Well, if the Fairlawn boys would have shot 50% from the free throw line, they'd still be playing basketball.
Right, right. And the Redskins disperse rebounds just like they do points. Ava Shoulders, 5 per game. Holscher, Rose, Meiring, all at between 4 and 5 rebounds per game. How about that?
Do they have the assists on there?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, that to me, they had 463 assists against 96 for the opponents. I've never seen a girls' basketball team share the ball better than this group of young ladies do.
Oh, yeah, about 5 baskets. 3 are directly assisted.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
On this Fort Loramie team. Head coach Carlos Siegel, as I said, has got a juggernaut, and will have one, I think, for a few years to come.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to take a cold shooting night, a great zone defense, and probably a real low-scoring game in the 40s, maybe low 50s, in order for Fort Loramie to have trouble with somebody. Could it be Riverside? Well, we'll find out. Second-year head coach is Bryce Hodge, good friend of Jeff Bray, who was with us again this past weekend covering Piqua sectional games. Thank you, Jeff, so much. Jeff teamed with Matt Zerker on Friday. He teamed with Mike Wick on Saturday. But Bryce Hodge, second-year girls head coach at Riverside. He's taught there 5 years. By the way, 4 years as an assistant in football. Has 1 year under his belt as head coach in football and has been the assistant coach in baseball for 3 years. Had a chance to talk with Bryce a few minutes ago about many things, including at least one pronunciation on his club. And Kirsten Schlumbum. I'm sorry, Schlumbum.
Schlumbum.
It looks like maybe Schlumbum.
Yeah.
S-C-H-L-U-M-B-O-H-M. But the accent's on the first syllable. It's Schlumbum. And we'll be saying it quite a bit because she's a starter.
Okay. Well, I'll practice it during the game.
In fact, five underclass ladies start for Riverside here tonight. Allie Knight, Kirsten Schlumbum, I'll get it right sooner or later, Lauren Sanford, Amber Waters, and Olivia Perk. In fact, of the five, Waters is a freshman. Perk is a sophomore. And it's a team that's going to give clubs a lot of difficulty next few years in that Northwest Central Conference. It's not a potent league. Lehman won it this past year with a mark of 7-0. We saw what Lehman did.
They went out against Houston.
Yes, in the sectional tournament, game one, Lehman was beaten. But last year's champ was Elgin, and Coach Hodge said that was his club's biggest victory earlier this year. A nice win over last year's league champ, Elgin. And that game was back on the 27th of January. In convincing fashion, Riverside won it by a score of 59-38. You're right, we'll see zone, Chuck, and Riverside had better get 15, 16 points a game from junior Lauren Sanford. She's the leading scorer for the Pirates.
Well, they need to get that out of her. And, I mean, she's got a little bit of size. She's 5'11", or 5'10", junior. So, I mean, she goes inside, and she can get some putbacks and try to limit what Loramie gets on the other end of the floor in putbacks. You know, that's where she'll be effective for them.
I love the look of the Lady Redskins. They're going to make it even more difficult for me tonight to tell them
tradition.
Apart. They're all wearing the traditional braids.
Yeah, they do it every tournament. And I sat there this morning, and I tried like heck to give solidarity and do my braids, but I just couldn't get it done.
I tell you what, Chuck, between Holscher and Shoulders at times, between Brandewee and Gebhardt at times, I have difficulty as it is, and now they're going to throw me for a loop even more with braids.
I'll try to help you out.
We are perched at the southeast corner of the Sydney High School gymnasium floor for this sectional championship game here, which will tip in just several minutes, to be followed by game two tonight between Bodkins and Mechanicsburg. But we're on the floor, southeast corner, and we've got a good look at players at this end. In fact, I'm just about 3 or 4 arm lengths away from the hoop down here, just to my left. But at the other end of the floor, that's where
Gebhardt and Brandewied
yeah.
and Shouldis and Holscher are going to give me trouble.
I'll help you out.
And with the braids, they all look a little bit alike. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. New is Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna is new. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, also new. These are our anchors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, these sponsors are with us for Fort Loramie games only. So much gratitude to them. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, all in Fort Loramie. Hey, don't forget Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. On Saturday nights, two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday at Brookins. We've got the starters and the tip-off in a moment. Riverside and Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Up here is what is at stake tonight in this game. The winner returns to Troy on Saturday at 3 o'clock for a district championship game. The winner of this game between Fort Loramie and Riverside will play next Saturday at Troy at 3 p.m. And the winner of this contest will play either Franklin Monroe or Troy Christian. They are playing tonight. So the winner of this game plays Franklin Monroe or Troy Christian in one district championship game next Saturday at 3. The winner of our second game tonight between Botkins and Mechanicsburg goes to Troy next Saturday at 11 to play the Cedarville Country Day winner. And that middle game next Saturday at Troy features the Felicity Franklin Legacy Christian winner against the Catholic Central Tri-Village winner. That's the middle game of the three next Saturday at Troy.
Well, I hope we're doing two of those.
Yeah, it would be nice to go to Troy for a pair.
Get Botkins a win tonight.
In fact, I think every season we've been to Troy for the district since it started there.
There's been two.
Yeah, we've had at least a doubleheader, a pair of games.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, the entire rosters for both clubs being introduced to a fine crowd. In fact, the Fort Loramie throng to our right has filled in about 70% of the stands on the east side. And they have filled in the 70% down at the north end directly across from the Fort Loramie bench. I'd like to remind you that we're on the web online thanks in part to Tom Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Tom and Jerry's is well known for superb service. prompt and professional assistance always at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Eliminate those cold spots. We're going to have a chilly March coming up. Make an appointment right now through the company website at TomJerry's.com. You can do it online, TomJerry's.com, or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Up the Fort Loramie girls are being introduced in the road black, red numerals outlined in white, and red and white stripes down the sides of the black shorts. Caitlin Gasson at guard, junior. Kennedy Gebhardt at guard, senior. Kenzie Holscher at forward, a junior. Dana Rose at forward, a junior. Marissa Meiring at a wing position, a senior. Superb leadership, Chuck, among this Fort Loramie senior group. Meiring, Imwali, Ratterman, Gebhardt, they've helped lead the way. Every time I talk to head coach Carla Siegel, she compliments her seniors. They have provided genuine leadership, and everybody follows.
Yeah, they keep everything under control. If things start sliding a little bit, you can just see there. Those are the ones that the younger girls look at, and that's what you want your seniors to do.
Opening five for Riverside is as follows. Allie Knight, a 5'5 junior. Lauren Sanford, a 5'10 junior, averaging 13.4 points a game. Kirsten Schlumbum is a 5'4 sophomore. She is in the opening five. And she is joined by Amber Waters, a 5'9" freshman, and Olivia Perk, who is a sophomore. She stands 5'10 and plays at the post. Opening tip to start the game is won by Fort Loramie. And after one pass, Kennedy Gebhardt gets a wide-open triple from the far left corner. Swish! And Fort Loramie is off and running, leading 3-0. Steal in backcourt by the Redskins. Riverside tipped it away, got it back. Riverside having difficulty. Gasson putting on the heat. Here comes the pinch from Gebhardt. Pirates do get it eventually into the forecourt. Long three-pointer by Schlumbum off the back flange. Rebound Fort Loramie. Long heave to Holscher for the layup.
That's how they score. You shoot at one end, and all of a sudden there's three people back there. Who gets to shoot it?
5-0. Redskins lead it. We've played about 40 seconds. Riverside on a weave. Through the top of the circle, it's Allie Knight. Sloppy pass, deflected, picked off by Gebhardt. She strolls the other way, drives, left-handed layup, danced off the rim. Rebound low on the left by Fort Loramie. Thrown to Dana Rose in the corner. A long two-pointer, got it.
Good hustle that time by Gebhardt. She didn't make the shot, but she didn't quit on it.
7-0 Redskins, 6:50 left here in the opening stanza. Here's Riverside stumbling into the lane, and it's clearly a walk committed by Schlumbum.
They have such an advantage, Fort Loramie does, because they're so deep. I mean, you don't want to get in foul trouble, but if you pick up a couple of fouls, there's somebody coming in that's just as good as you are to replace you.
6:40 left, opening quarter, 7-0 Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Gebhardt flares it right side to Rose on the arc. Starts a drive. Nice defense applied by Waters to Riverside. Cross-court pass to Gebhardt. On the arc, it's Rose. Looks in the middle for Holscher. Can't find her. Here's Gasson ahead of the key. What is the zone look by Riverside?
They're playing a 2-3.
Here's Holscher to Meiring. Short corner, baseline left. Now Kenzie. Near side, it goes to Gebhardt. Cross-court skip pass is caught by Rose. Hands it off to teammate Holscher. 16-footer short. Rebound Riverside. Pirates have got it in backcourt. Here comes Schlumbum up the right side. Working on Gasson. Schlumbum into the head of the key. She's tripped on the play by Fort Loramie. 5:54 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 in favor of Fort Loramie over Riverside. Pirates colors, red, white, and blue. I like them.
Very patriotic.
Yes. Blue numbers outlined in red, white shirts, white pants. Red and blue stripes on the sides of the shirts and shorts. Here's a steal, head of the key by Fort Loramie. Dana Rose through traffic, winds her way down the middle. Awkward shot. She's bailed out, clobbered by Riverside. Two free throws for Dana.
Coach Siegel did you a favor. She put Holscher in the game, but she took, or she put Schultes in the game, but took Holscher out for you.
Free throw by Dana Rose, around and out to the right. 21, Schultes in for 22, Holscher. As Chuck noted, second shot, Dana Rose dips the knees in the air, got it. 8-0 Fort Loramie, which we said in the pregame, shoots free throws just under 75%. It's been right there all season long. Here's a long three ball outside the arc, left flank, good. Kirsten Schlumbum hits it for Riverside. Schlumbum, swisheroo from distance. 8-3 Fort Loramie. Here's Gebhardt into the lane to Meiring. Left corner Gasson sizes up a three. Short. Kennedy Gebhardt goes in among the trees. Gets the rebound. Throws it to Gasson straight away. Fort Loramie resets. Now Schultes. Now Gasson. Here's Dana Rose at the elbow. Cross court to Schultes. Puts it on the deck. Drives. Leaves it short. She was hindered on the play. Shot altered. Down inside by Perk of Riverside. Loose ball tie-up. Pirates possession.
Well, we got a good view here. She got hammered on the arm that time, but the official didn't see it.
Yep, she did. 3 minutes played, 8-3, Fort Loramie leads. Taylor Ratterman in for Kennedy Gebhardt.
And I'll tell you right now, that little sophomore, Schlumbum, has a nice stroke on her three-point shot.
Yep, she gunned one in from 23 feet, and she's got strength. A lot of oomph behind that long J of hers. Here is Riverside inbounding. Up the floor goes Lauren Stanford. Into the lane, bounce pass left corner, no one there. Fort Loramie on the steal. Here come the Redskins up across the timeline. It is Colleen Brandewey who's checked in. She zips right down the middle. Oh, a great block. Well done by Olivia Perk. She slammed that one out of bounds. 4:41 to go here in the first quarter. 8-3 Fort Loramie leads. Inbounding baseline left is Schultes, or I should say Holscher, for Fort Loramie. On the arc to Schultes. They're both in at the same time now. Here's a three ball left wing. Ratterman makes it. Triple by Taylor Ratterman. Taylor made again.
What a great inbounds play that is.
11-3 Fort Loramie. Riverside in a bottleneck in backcourt. Ball stolen. Run out by Schultes. Left hand gimme. Up and in with the chippy shot. 13-3 Fort Loramie. Head coach Bryce Hodge needs a timeout. His Pirates are down 10. We haven't played half the first quarter yet on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee and Bryant Billing of the Sydney Daily News. The SDN Sports page, the finest around, one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here is Riverside with the ball after the timeout by Coach Hodge. Shot fake, foul line by Sanford. Into the lane. She's defended pretty well. Coughed up the basketball, holding on Fort Loramie.
I thought she traveled before she got bumped.
I did too.
They're closer than we are down here.
Yeah, we're at the opposite end, a good 80 feet away from that call. So don't take our word for it. Dribble drive through the lane, Schlumbum, and she has it swiped, taken away by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, it's Colleen Brandewey. Into the lane to Jaden Putoff, and the ball is punched out of bounds by Riverside. No, off the leg of Putoff.
That's the second turnover by the Redskins.
Jaden Putoff in off the bench for Fort Loramie. How tall is Jaden? About, what, 5'9", Chuck?
Jaden is 5'10".
Redskins have a lot of good size. Holscher, Schultes, Rose, all better than 6 feet tall. And now Riverside has fumbled the basketball in the opposite corner of the floor from us, out of bounds. In fact, the ball went right through the doorway.
Yep. Hit her on the foot and rolled out of bounds.
3:43 left here in the opening period. Fort Loramie 13, Riverside 3 on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And what do we have? We've got some kind of a sideline warning on Riverside, perhaps?
I'm not real sure. I don't think they had warnings. It's either a technical or just play basketball.
Bryce Hodge, the head coach, was parked at the very end of the Riverside bench. Does that mean technically he's out of the coaching box?
Well, yeah, that's not his fault, though.
There's a long three-point try by Colleen Brandewey of Fort Loramie. Rattles around, comes out, no good. Scrap for the rebound, and Fort Loramie retains it. Riverside straight away. Far left wing, Ratterman. Hemmed in, goes baseline. A good dish to Shoulders, left it short. And we got a foul on Fort Loramie on the board. Tell you what, Olivia Perk, a tall sophomore for the Pirates, and junior Lauren Sanford at 5'10", are giving Fort Loramie a little trouble down on the post.
Well, Loramie has struggled with teams that had a little bit of size that played zone against them.
13-3, Fort Loramie leads it. We're near the three-minute mark here in the first quarter. Racing up the left side, it is Jade Kopas in now for Riverside, a freshman. And she had it knocked away by Fort Loramie and stolen by the Redskins. And here's a bad pass by Fort Loramie behind a Redskin out on the arc. Colleen Brandewey got a fist on it, could not reel it in, and the ball goes back to Riverside. Up after a real sharp start, Fort Loramie's play has leveled off.
Well, they got turnovers for baskets, and now running against the zone, they're not looking nearly as sharp.
Nope. Riverside's got the one long three by Kirsten Schlumbum. High left with the ball is Marshall, who's checked in now for Riverside. Jordan Marshall, a senior, as she's crowded on the baseline, and the ball is poked out by Fort Loramie.
Riverside's only gotten two shots off here in the first quarter.
I think you're right, Chuck. Yep. One of two.
That's you 50%, though. Yeah, you're right.
Pretty daggone good. Now one of three as Sanford let one fly from the extreme right corner of the floor. It glanced off the rim. Fort Loramie got a piece of it. Out of bounds to Riverside. 2:29 left in the first. Here's Sanford straight away for Riverside. Double team, look out. And Myring yanks it free. Now Myring can't hold on. Sanford gets it back. Throws it to a teammate. Busted up by Fort Loramie. Stolen. Here's Gasson. She journeys down the floor. Trails a pass behind her to Rose. Right back to Caitlin. We have a reset by Fort Loramie. Here is Corinne Heitkamp in for Fort Loramie, along with Colleen Brandewey. 16-foot jump shot. Redskins no good. Long rebound to Gasson. Straight away to Gebhardt. Another three try by Fort Loramie. Missed from the far left wing by Corinne Heitkamp. Redskins get another offensive board. Gebhardt tries straight away. Hits the rim twice, comes off. Dana Rose in a lot of traffic right in front of us has the rebound. She's harassed and fouled.
Seven offensive rebounds now in the first quarter. They're not taking advantage.
Redskins inbounding right in front of us. In fact, we're looking at the back of one of the men in stripes. Redskins inbound the ball to Brandewey out on the arc. Right back to Gasson. Into the post, Marissa Myring positions herself. Gives it up to the three-ball shooter, Gebhardt. It looks right on the money. It is. Gebhardt connects from long range. 16-3, Fort Loramie. I knew that was going in. Had trouble getting the words out. Steele, Gasson, lead out, Gebhardt. Driving layup, good. A quick five. Yep. Snappy 5 points by Gebhardt of Fort Loramie. The lead is swollen to 18-3. In backcourt, it's Schlumbum for Riverside. Errant pass up ahead, stolen by Rose. Lead out to Myring. A quick seven by the Redskins, who lead it 20-3. A bust out by Fort Loramie late in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Well, Chuck, we understand a good start for the Anna girls tonight against Miami East.
Yeah, thanks to Scott Ward. He sent me Anna 17, Anna 8 at the end of the first quarter. That's a great start.
And thanks to Matt Zerker, who sent me the same score.
Ah, okay. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Scott.
They're using the same source. In fact, Scott is right there on site.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can run if you want. One.
And I'm sure Matt is in close communication with people there at Covington, too. 54 seconds to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie 20, Riverside 3, as the Pirates were hit with an avalanche of 7 very hasty points in the last moment or so. Here is Riverside with Schlumbum cutting through the lane. Pass deflected, taken away by Fort Loramie. Gasson run out the other way, driving in and out on the shot. It wouldn't stay in. Tie up on the rebound. Who will get it? Pirates possession. Go. Keep it with Fort Loramie. Gasson started to stroll the other way. She'll inbound it. She lobs into the corner. Jump shot in the air by Brandewee. Hit the rim. Rebound Riverside. In the backcourt, it's Kara Kaufman, a sophomore. Dribbles up the right side. Goes to Schlumbum. 25 feet away to Rachel Knight. She sends it on top to Kara Kaufman. 17 seconds left in the first. Kaufman steers her way into the right corner. A little trouble now. Barricaded by two Redskin players, and one of whom swats it out of bounds. 12.2 remaining in the first. Ball lobbed into midcourt. Schlumbum can't get it. Gasson can for Fort Loramie. She skips the other way. Driving layup, yes. 22-3 Fort Loramie. 3 seconds left. Pirates in backcourt will run out the clock, and that is it. Fort Loramie 22, Riverside 3 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Riverside, what, 14 miscues in the first quarter, Chuck?
14 turnovers, yep, and they gave up 8 offensive rebounds. Bad combination.
I bet Fort Loramie got 5 or 6 layups as a result of live ball turnovers, steals, resulting in transition goals at the other end.
I had no doubt about it. They haven't really attacked the zone real well.
Riverside inbounding as we launch play in the second quarter. Tipped away by Fort Loramie. Redskins have got it. Another miscue by Riverside. Here's Gasson, top of the key, outside the arc on the left to Gebhardt. Into the lane to Holscher. She's triple teamed. Now Gebhardt steps inside the arc, lets it fly. 15-footer, hit the back brace. Rebound Shoulders back to Gasson. Her three-pointer clangs off the rim. Rebound taken down by Holscher. Back to Gasson again. She's got an open shot, doesn't take it. Redskins shooting percentage from out on the floor has poor. Been poor.
Yes.
Of course, they've hit the layups, but the jump shots have not fallen. Jaden Putoff back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Jaden, a 5'10 junior. And here's a shot for the Redskins down on the inside.
Schultes.
Laid up and in by Ava Schultes. Good feed by Gebhardt. Schultes on the deuce, 24-3. Double team, midcourt. Sanford having difficulty. Fort Loramie steals. Taken away by Schultes. Flips it ahead to Holscher. Layup is through.
Great hustle by Gasson that time to go get that ball.
Another steal. Riverside throws it right to Gebhardt. Shovels it up ahead to Holscher. Got it for two more. 28-3 Redskins. Here's a pass in backcourt blocked by Holscher. Riverside having trouble. Ball aired out down the right side of the floor to Knight. Knight goes sprinting toward the rim, hands to a teammate. Shot blocked, but a foul.
I think it's going to be Sanford at the line.
Yep. Sanford was the trailer. She got the shot off. Was clobbered from the backside. Two free throws for her. It's in and out and back in again. 28-4, Fort Loramie. 6:22 left here in the second. Couple changes for the Redskins. Taylor Ratterman back on the floor for one. Second shot by Sanford, a left-hander. Hits the heel, high in the air. Rebound low on the right to Jaden Putoff. Outlet pass to Macy Imwali. Had a three-pointer, didn't take it. Gave it to Ratterman, though. Ratterman will try one. It hit the ring, caromed out of bounds. Touch last by Fort Loramie, Riverside possession. Redskins jump shooting is a mite off tonight.
Yeah, not sharp.
I tell you what the defense is. Here's a swipe, a steal by Gasson. Bounce pass to Holscher, jammed out of bounds by Riverside. Below the rim, Gasson will trigger for Fort Loramie. Play 2 minutes, second quarter, 28-4. Right below the rim, put off catches from Gasson, and she's got an easy gimme.
And she went and she faked the screen that time and just bodied up in front.
Here's a pass up the floor by Riverside, and it is knocked out of bounds by Gasson.
At 30-4, I won't comment on the call.
Could have gone either way. Might have been off Riverside last. Ball inbounded to Schlumbum. Schlumbum had it deflected away. Sanford steals it back for Riverside. Here's a right corner jump shot by Allie Knight. Crammed out of bounds. Who got the block, Chuck?
That was Kenzie Holscher, 6'1". She has good offensive nights. She is always amazing defensively. We call her the Condor. I think we gave her that the last game.
I like that. Here's a pass by Riverside, broken up by Putoff. It is rolling ahead into the Riverside bench. Pirates will get the ball. 5:35 to go in the second, 30-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here in backcourt, Schlumbum for Riverside, circling, goes to Sanford. She's doubled, gets across the timeline. Here comes the squeeze. She's going to be tied up. She is. Arrow says Redskin ball. 5:22 to go, second quarter. That technically is another turnover.
19 now.
In backcourt, Dana Rose. Hands it off to Colleen Brandewey.
Where's it? My man now.
Yep. Man-to-man defense. Or I should say lady-to-lady defense for Riverside. Here's Myring storming in from the left corner. Challenges the Riverside defender. Leaves the four-footer short. Rebound Riverside, knocked away Imwali. Foul against Imwali of Fort Loramie on the hack. She reached in to make the steal. 5:03 to go here in quarter number two. 30-4, Fort Loramie. Sanford walks it over the timeline for the Pirates. Picked up by Rose, head of the key. Drops it off in the left corner. Ball gotten back by Perk. Olivia hands to Sanford. Straight away, left-hander. Three ball, short off the iron. Rebound touched by Riverside. Out of bounds to the Redskins. Lauren Sanford, 5'10 junior. Leading scorer on the year for head coach Hodges Pirates. 13.4 a game. Averaging better than five rebounds a game. Again, not one senior in the starting group for Riverside. Only one senior on the entire varsity roster. 30-4, Fort Loramie. Here's Dana Rose, high right, moving screen. Fort Loramie knocking over a Pirates player. 4:25 to go here in the second, 30-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. We got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service, and he's still smiling today because the Geyer's do business the same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com. Here is Riverside after a make a moment ago. Fort Loramie turned it over. Sanford just missed a bomb. Rebound, corner of the court, Fort Loramie. And hemmed in as Ratterman. Redskins get a timeout. Who made the last bucket for the Pirates, Chuck?
That was Sanford. She rolled down the lane, did a real nice job getting up to the rim.
She sure did. 20-6 Redskins late, or I should say 30-6 Redskins, midway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
A little more than halfway through the second quarter of the lower bracket sectional championship here tonight at Sydney, Girls Division 4. Fort Loramie 30, Riverside 6. Number one ranked Redskins not shooting well, but they've turned over Riverside a lot and have gotten live transition layups. Live ball turnovers by the Pirates have turned into field goals, easy ones for Fort Loramie all night long. Here's Myring busting down the lane, leaves it behind her for Corinne Heitkamp, and she throws in a long, high-arching triple.
Yep, she's a good shooter. She gets her feet set.
Corinne Heitkamp in off the bench for Fort Loramie. 33-6, Redskins lead. 3 minutes left here in the second quarter of play. Riverside, deep left corner. Knight tries to throw to the post. Fort Loramie picks it off. Intercepted back by Riverside. Then a bad pass by the Pirates. Ratterman gobbles it up for Fort Loramie. Ratterman down the floor, left corner, Myring. Back to Ratterman, outside the arc on the right. Now it's rotated near side to Heitkamp, thought about shooting. Gave it up to Ratterman straight away. Heitkamp flashing through the post, Brandewee on the dribble. Gives it up to Rose. And here's a floater, a nice pass, dropped down inside to Dana Rose, who caught it and scored. Good assist.
They run their offense really well against a man-to-man.
Oh, a nice soft pass. Dana Rose caught it and finished. Easy steal, midcourt, Ratterman. Good steal from behind, though, by Sanford. She returns the favor. She's got a cherry picker the other way. It's Perk. She goes down inside, scored, but took too many steps. 1-2-3 changes for Fort Loramie, 3 for Riverside. 2:04 left here in the first half of play. 35-6, Fort Loramie in the lead. Here comes Gaston to midcourt for Fort Loramie. Flips a pass left side to Kenzie Holscher. Straight away it goes to Brandewee. Lobbing down low on the left for a teammate. Nice catch and a make by Schultes on the deuce. Like it, Chuck, when those two young ladies, Schultes and Holscher, are at this end right in front of me, I can tell them apart.
Much easier.
Riverside, far left corner, in hot water with the basketball for the Pirates is Waters, no pun intended, hot water, and she couldn't find a teammate. Out of bounds it went. Minute and a half to go in the first half, 37-6 Fort Loramie. Gasson, straightaway Holscher, near side Brandewee, running one-hander, shy of the mark, no, rebound below the rim by the freshman Waters of Riverside. Backcourt to Sanford. Minute 16 to go in the half. Sanford, timeline, back to the basket, hemmed in. Hits a cutter, Then a pass baseline to the jump shooter. Missed on the play by Allie Knight. Loose ball rebounding foul. Over the back, I think, against Fort Loramie. No, a jump is ruled. Arrow favors Riverside, which will inbound to the right of the rim. Wholesale changes for Fort Loramie. Is it Clara Gebhardt in now?
Clara got in. She came in for Myring.
Minute left, first half. Riverside high right. On the bounce is Allie Knight. Looks for a teammate. Sanford's coming to her. 5 second count. Should have elapsed. Didn't. Ball is eventually pried loose. It goes to the hardwood. Two white shirts, two black shirts dive for it. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Seconds left to go here in the first half. 37-6 Redskins. Here's Gebhardt outside the arc on the left. Cross court skip pass low on the right to a teammate. It's caught and dropped in on the play. Was that Shoulders or Holscher?
Caitlin Gasson.
Caitlin Gasson caught it. I was screened by the referee and a Riverside player right in front of me. Another steal by Gebhardt of Fort Loramie. A bust out the other way, up and good.
That was another deflection by Holscher with those long arms.
41-6 in favor of the Redskins. Quickly, forecourt right. Jordan Marshall for Riverside. And she bolts in from the corner and shuffles the feet. 21.6 to go here in the half. 41-6 Redskins. Here's Gasson in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Up ahead it goes to Clara Gebhardt. Handoff on the play to a teammate. And trying to sprint through trouble for the Redskins is the ball handler who's decked. Who was knocked down, Chuck?
That was Schultes, and that was a good call. She got her hand all on the basketball.
Yeah, the mitt was on the leather.
Ava had nowhere to go.
Schultes went down, turned it over. 7 seconds left in the half. Riverside, top of the circle, Sanford. Overplay Fort Loramie, and over and back, Riverside with two ticks on the clock.
And we are set for the start of the second half as a running clock.
Yeah,
at
we
35
are.
35 points.
Yeah, correct. Correcto. Redskins inbound. Gebhardt finds an open player angling toward the rim. Holscher caught it and scored. All in 2 seconds. Redskins out of bounds play. Beats the buzzer. Well executed. That quick deuce by Fort Loramie, which traveled half the length of the floor in the final 2 seconds. Excellent pass that traveled a good 30 feet in the air. Finished by the Redskins at the rim. And Fort Loramie's on top 43-6 here at the break. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville and Rutger Road, offering services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing currently has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. To start designing your dream home, call Hoing and Hoing, 937-394-7144. 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine coming up next. About 9 minutes away from our third quarter, Redskins lead at the half over Riverside 43-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Morris?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Morris Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
6.5 minutes away from the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The radio on your phone for high school sports in the upper Miami Valley. 43-6 Fort Loramie. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, I mean, the stats show the score. It's a 37-point lead. Loramie out-rebounded them 14-6, 10-1 on the offensive boards. Loramie turned it over six times. Riverside turned it over 28. 1 of 2 from the free throw line for the Redskins, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line for Riverside. They had two young ladies score. Schlumbaum scored three, and Sanford scored three. They scored three in each quarter for six for the half. On the other side, Loramie has their usual group of young ladies that have scored, led by Kennedy Gephardt with 10. Kenzie Holscher had 8. They got 6 from Ava Schultes, 5 from Dana Rose, 4 from Caitlin Gasson, 3 from Corrine Heitkamp, 3 from Taylor Ratterman, 2 from Jaden Putoff, 2 from Marissa Meiring, and they scored 22 and 21 and lead it 43-6 at the half.
Amazing, Chuck. Here at the half, the Redskins have got, what, 9, 10 young ladies have scored already?
9. Yeah, the only one, I mean, Gephardt only played just a little bit. MLA played a little bit. Brandewey played a more than that. She got a couple shots off. But everybody else has scored, has been out there.
Suffocating defense by Fort Loramie, giving Riverside all kinds of problems.
You can talk about it. You can practice it. You can show them film. But until you get out there against it, you have no idea what's coming at you.
This Riverside team, very young, finished second in the Northwest Central Conference this year, and could very well be the favorite to win it next year. Every single player back for second-year head coach Bryce Hodge.
Oh, I've seen some pretty good things. They scored 6 points. I understand that. But you can see some stuff. They're attacking the press the way you should. It's just that Loramie's just got too many athletes. But you can tell they're well-coached.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 43-6, Redskins lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many
many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
I'm Jack, along with Chuck Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Sidney High School, a couple of minutes away from our third quarter. Fort Loramie 43, Riverside 6 in this lower bracket sectional championship game. It's the first contest of the night, to be followed by Bodkins and Mechanicsburg, which will tip right around 7:30. Anna Girls playing very well tonight, defeating Miami East at the halftime break, 33-12.
Wow.
33 points for the Anna Girls after two quarters. Anna beat Miami East by 10 in the regular season. Head coach Jeff Maurer has the green and white, the Lady Rockets, playing their best ball of the year.
He does just a terrific job with them.
LaCal Equipment, a Scorer's founding partner, is with us here at the half, as always, on scorersbroadcast.com. It recognizes academic and athletic success. LaCal Equipment moved from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982. And here tonight we're going to highlight five seniors. That's all, just five on these two rosters. One for Riverside, that is Jordan Marshall. Four for Fort Loramie, Macy Imwali, Kennedy Gebhardt. We've got Taylor Ratterman and Marissa Myring.
Yep, that's them.
Those are the five seniors recognized by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Again, the winner of this game advances on to a district championship Saturday at Troy at 3 p.m., 3 o'clock tip-off. The winner of this contest takes on the Franklin Monroe Troy Christian winner. Now, those two teams are playing tonight as well. And the winner of our second game tonight between Bodkins and Mechanicsburg advances to the 11 a.m. game at Troy next Saturday against the Cedarville Cincinnati Country Day, Victor. Well, Fort Loramie gets the third quarter underway on a triple by hotshot Kennedy Gebhardt. She let it fly, zeroed in, all net, good-looking shot.
Well, they came out 1-3-1. They got the ball down to Holscher on the wing. She threw a diagonal, which is what you throw against a 1-3-1. And Gebhardt got time to set her feet and bury it.
Do you think might have been an instructional lesson during the halftime break on how to set up shop against that zone the first trip down the floor?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're so well coached. I mean, they recognize 1-3-1 and attacked it.
Might have been reminded about it and worked it to perfection. Riverside turnover. Fort Loramie gets it right back, leading 45-6. Opening minute, third quarter. Here's the ball thrown to Dana Rose on the arc. Look out. Hits it. Dana Rose from downtown. Gebhardt and Rose back-to-back threes to start the third. And right away, Fort Loramie has improved on its jump shooting since the first two quarters of play. The layups were there as a result of steals and live ball turnovers. They didn't hit the 15-footers, the three-pointers, but wow, two in a row to start the second half, Chuck.
Well, they had two real good spurts in the first quarter, or the first half. They started the game on a good strong spurt. They had one in the second quarter, and then they ended the quarter on a good spurt, and now they came out strong to start the third quarter. So there's just no weakness in this basketball team.
No, that's what we've continued to say game after game when we cover Fort Loramie. There's not a flaw. If you can catch them on a cold night with a good zone and you're able to score 50 against the Fort Loramie defense, you might have a chance.
You might have a chance.
Timeout Riverside. Time back in now. Sanford's got the ball ahead of the key. Being pinched out there by two Fort Loramie defenders, forcing her to give the ball up to Kirsten Schlumbum. Cross-court pass for Perk, and Perk throws it out of bounds. Ball came right to media row here. Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee with deflections back onto the hardwood. Errant pass by the Pirates. Fort Loramie to midcourt. We played 2 minutes here in the opening stanza. 48-6. Redskins lead it. Here's Marissa Meyering, high post. Down inside to Dana Rose. That's worked beautifully. She couldn't finish, though. And she's jerked on the arm. Two free throws for Dana.
Yeah, they went high-low that time, and Dana did a great job. She rolled across, sealed it, so there was no backside help at all.
Good look. Fine pass by Meyering. Free throw by Rose. A beauty. 49-6, Fort Loramie leads. Next foul shot by Dana. It's on the way. In again. 50-6. 2.5 gone, third quarter. Well, it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly. Weather change is upcoming. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie. A huge tire sale you won't get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich and Cooper, and more. Free pickup and delivery. Call Geppy. Jeff Gebhardt, 937-295-3971. That's Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. After a Riverside miss, Fort Loramie's got the ball far into the floor. Gebhardt launches three-pointer. A little too much oomph on it. Rebound in the lane by Dana Rose. Spin, shoots an eight-footer strong. Good follow to the rim by Fort Loramie and a foul. That was Meyering who came exploding in from the left flank. Got the board after it hit the floor in one bounce. Her arm was yanked on. She's got a couple free throws here.
Yeah, they changed back after that timeout to a man-to-man. I mean, there's really nothing that's gonna slow him down, but I like the fact that he's still making his kids, he doesn't want them to quit, so they're seeing that he's still coaching.
Coach Hodge, second year at the helm of the Riverside program. He's been an assistant baseball coach for three, assistant football coach for four, prior to being the head coach this past year for the first season. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie, a driving layup at the other end while I had my head down.
Kenzie Holscher.
Holscher.
On a pass from Gasson.
Caitlin on the assist. Holscher concluded the play. Here's a steal. Ball raked away by Dana Rose. Three on two. Rose out ahead to Holscher. She was steaming ahead a little bit too fast and threw it up off the backboard strong. Riverside got the carom. 53-6 Redskins. 3.5 to go third quarter. Top of the circle, Schlumbum gives it up to Sanford. She hoists up a three with the left hand, short. Rebound Holscher, long lead out to Rose. Barging the other way, missed a chippy. Strong rebound, Meyering up and good. Foul called against the Pirates. Or is it just a substitution? Timeout?
I think a timeout.
My error.
I wrote the circle down. I was ready for you.
Meyering got the two-pointer, and it's 55-6 Redskins late in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
And Chuck, it would appear as though Botkins is the visiting team in game two. They are settling in on the Fort Loramie side. Mechanicsburg will be to our left, scorer's table side, as is Riverside here for game one. Second game to follow. We'll go offline for several minutes, within a minute or so after the conclusion of game one, and then return with a short pregame in advance of the tip of game two tonight between Botkins and Mechanicsburg. That is the upper bracket sectional championship. Riverside works the ball around the top of the circle at Sanford. Tries to split a couple black shirts. That was a mistake. Couldn't do it. Ball yanked away by Randowee. Long lead out down the floor to a teammate. Driving layup up and in. Put off. Got the deuce. 31 running hard the other direction. Nice pass. Put off. Galloped the other way. Scored it. 2:16 to go in the third. Fort Loramie double teaming out high. Shoulder scoops the ball off the floor to steal. Down to Ratterman, and it's blocked out of bounds. Good defense by Olivia Perk.
That was her.
Good play by Perk of Riverside.
5'10 sophomore.
Swatted that one out. A minute 55 to go, third quarter. Redskins inbound below the rim, leading 57-6. Deep right corner, Ratterman. Enters it into the post, up and under, put off. Nice. Oh, a dandy move. What a play, put off. Two fielders in a row for her.
Pick your poison.
Jaden put off with crafty footwork. Minute 36 to go here in the third quarter. Riverside outside the arc on the right. It's Allie Knight. Tries to throw down inside to Kaufman. The pass is astray and out of bounds. Corinne Eichkamp to midcourt for Fort Loramie. Down the right side it goes to Brandewee. High left to Ratterman. Doesn't shoot the three. Goes to the foul line. Misses off the heel. Long rebound to the Pirates. Here comes Sanford to midcourt. 60 ticks left on the clock. Third quarter. Sanford has the squeeze put on her. Ball batted. It goes to the timeline. Riverside gains control and steps over and back.
Yeah, that was close.
And you're right, Chuck. You referenced the continuous clock a few minutes ago when the deficit for Riverside reached 35. Well, it's 53. Riverside would have to get it back down to 30 for the clock to come off. Balling out of bounds there seconds ago. And it was several seconds before the ball was retrieved. Clock continued to run. 23 seconds to go, third quarter.
Nice pass.
Backdoor play. Fine feed. Shoulders for Ratterman. Couldn't conclude it. Ball pried away by Riverside. Then knocked out of bounds eventually by the Pirates. Continuous clock, 11, 10, 9. Fort Loramie to inbound. It goes behind the arc to Brandewee. Gives it up right corner. Step back three ball. Ratterman short. Loose ball rebound. No shot before the buzzer. And the period finishes. 59-6, Fort Loramie after three quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
A new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com is Pinnacle Sports Therapy, located at 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He works with you individually. He develops a truly customized treatment program and a specialized home plan. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries, and he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. And most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. and for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Chuck, we start the fourth quarter. Field goal right away by Fort Loramie.
Steal by Myring. She found Holscher for the left-handed layup. It's 61-6.
Chuck, have you ever seen a more talented, more selfless girls' basketball team?
Absolutely not. This would be ranked right up there with that really, really good Anna team years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to have seen, of course, the Anna girls are so old now they couldn't play. But would have loved to have seen that matchup.
6:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. 61-6, continuous clock. Fort Loramie in the lead. Straight away with the ball. It is Holscher lobbing it down inside to Dana Rose. Baseline right.
Nice move.
Oh, a nifty spin maneuver up and in off the window. Dana Rose for a deuce.
Going to have trouble. Clancy's is going to be put out of business with all the players of the game. I'm going to give
them. Yeah, you've got about 10 or 11 kids scoring. All with what? 6, 8, 10 points apiece.
Yep.
Here's a bad pass in forecourt by Riverside. Quickly the other way. Fort Loramie punches it down the floor to Dana Rose. She's got a gimme at the rim. 65-6. Sanford up the floor to Allie Knight. Throws it cross court. Nearly picked off by Holscher. We've got a hockey line change for Fort Loramie. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new players on the court for the Redskins. The five who just left are done for the evening.
Well, you would think so, but I'll tell you what, the five that came in would be is a heck of a basketball team.
Yeah, you're so right. We'll catch up with you in a moment on the five. Ratterman's on the floor. Colleen Brandewey's in. Jaden Putoff back out there. Corinne Heitkamp. Taylor Ratterman, who's the fifth?
Ava Schultes.
Ava Schultes is the fifth. Hey, you're right, Chuck. We may see a few of those who left back at the...
Well, we're going to see Gephardt. We're going to see M. Wally. We're going to see Eilerman.
You're right. At the two-minute mark or so, Fort Loramie pushes it down the floor and challenges Riverside in the post. It goes to Schultes down low. She's fouled from the backside while shooting. Two free throws for Schultes with 4:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Free throw to the left. No good. 65-6 in favor of the Redskins. Second foul shot, Ava Schultes. 1-2 dribbles, good. 66-6. 4 minutes, 33 seconds left to go here in the game. Up the floor, Riverside, Sanford stops her dribble. Gives it up on top to Perk. On a weave, it goes to Kara Kaufman. Kaufman, a sophomore on the bounce, into the far corner to Perk. And the ball is rolling now on the deck. What's been called? Tie up or a foul, maybe?
They called a foul on put off.
Hooking personal foul on the Redskins. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Continuous clock in play. Ball inbounded to the freshman Waters. Sanford in the corner. Skips it cross court to Perk. Into the lane, a black shirt gets a mid on it and drives it out of bounds into the Pirates bench.
Riverside has not scored this second half.
You're right. 6 at the halftime break. 0 in better than 12 minutes here in the second half of action. Riverside 13-10 on the year, having won 6 of its last 7, 4 in a row, after having been nipped by Jackson Center in the regular season, rebounded to beat the Tigers 38-28 in the previous sectional tourney game. Head coach Bryce Hodge, in his second year, has done yeoman's work with this club. Only one senior on the roster. And I guarantee you, heading in the next year in the Northwest Central Conference, Riverside is the preseason favorite. 3 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Continuous clock. It's in motion. Running down to 250, 249. Top of the circle for Fort Loramie. It is Corinne Heitkamp. Into the post, it goes to Putoff. She got bumped a little bit, overshot it from 8 feet. Rebound down to Sanford of the Pirates. deep into the left corner. It goes on the play to Jordan Marshall. Good defense applied, but Clara Gebhardt of Fort Laramie. Chuck, have I missed anybody from the Redskins who's been on the floor?
No, I think we got Gebhardt, we got Imwali in.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, it's easy to sit here and say, but they got to stay out of that corner and stay off the sidelines, but Laramie forces you to go there.
Yeah, Fort Laramie's defense is good enough anyways. Then when you trap yourself with a boundary, it makes it even worse. Sanford missed the 20-footer for the Pirates. Fort Laramie threw it down the floor, low on the left. Driving in toward the rim goes a Redskin, Clara Gebhardt. She's banged on the arm. Shot rolls off. No good. Chuck, are we ahead of schedule? What's actual clock time?
Let me look here. It's 7 o'clock.
Well, we could get the second game underway early, although they may start it at 7:30.
I'll bet they wait.
Yeah.
We got Riley Heitkamp into the game now. We've got Paige Eilerman, and we've got another JV player, and I'm not sure who it is.
Clara Gebhardt missed the first free throw, 66-6 Fort Laramie. Continuous clock is running all the while. Second shot in and out. Rebound Sanford for the Pirates. Minute 15, minute 14 to go. Sanford outside the arc, 25 feet away. Stops her dribble. Hands it to the three-point shooter. A long one tried by Kopas, the freshman. Strong. Fort Laramie gets the rebound. Kopas comes in, tries to rake it away, knocks it out of bounds. But keep in mind, we will go offline soon after we are done with the webcast of Game 1. We'll highlight our Clancy's winner. We'll go offline. And then when we come back, you'll hear some Van Halen. And then our pregame open. A pre-recorded segment of 3.5 minutes. And then our live open several minutes before the start of Game 2. Should be a good one. Bodkin Trojans playing very good basketball right now. Take on Mechanicsburg in the upper bracket sectional championship. Bodkin's only 7 losses on the year. Mechanicsburg just 2. It wasn't all that long ago, Chuck. I think a couple seasons back, Bodkin's knocked Mechanicsburg out. 9 seconds left here in the game. Riverside Sanford with the ball. Left corner of the floor, nearly walked. Gave it to Kopas. Tries to find a teammate below the rim. It's Kaufman. It's off her fingertips and out of bounds. And Riverside goes scoreless over the final 2 quarters. And Fort Laramie wins it easily, 66-6. Fort Laramie didn't shoot it real well. Not the Redskins' best offensive game, for sure, but the suffocating defense has simply overwhelmed the Riverside Pirates, and the Redskins advance on with a mark of 23-0 to a district championship contest at 3 o'clock at Troy, 3 p.m. tilt for Fort Laramie next Saturday afternoon, and the opponent, Chuck, will be either Franklin Monroe or its opponent tonight, which is Troy Christian.
Well, Franklin Monroe's here scouting, and I'm sure if that's the head coach, he won't sleep well tonight.
Yeah, Franklin Monroe's had a good season. It's a solid D4 program. It was playing Troy Christian tonight, and the winner of that game takes on Fort Laramie next Saturday at 3. And the winner of our second game between Bodkin and Mechanicsburg meets the Cedarville Cincinnati Country Day winner at Troy next Saturday at 11.
So I guess if they're playing tonight, that probably wasn't the head coach.
Probably wasn't, although you can bet he's on top of things. He knows whether his club is winning or losing. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, including the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For high-quality furniture priced right, go to Goffney. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. And serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance. It's earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area, located on County Road 25A, just north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-4000. 1857. And so many thanks to Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. It's a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step. That's Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. It's a 419 number, 582-3824. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project done by Eilerman Construction. Chuck, are Clancy's award winners? A quick look at the scoring, and then we'll close out webcast number one tonight.
Well, Schlumbaum and Stanford scored 3 points each for Mechanicsburg for Riverside. On the other side, Rose had 14, Gephardt had 13, Osher had 12, they got 7 from Schultes, they got 6 from Putoff. I'm going to go with Holscher and Gephardt as our Clancy's players of the game.
At Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And we salute our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Hanna. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scorer's founding partner. The U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, don't forget Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch's, Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 498-7282. And Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Plus, in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Final score once again, game one here tonight. Fort Loramie, 66. Riverside, 6. Redskins advance to a district championship in Troy on Saturday at 3 p.m. We'll go offline for several minutes, then return online for our pregame before the start of tonight's second tilt between Mechanicsburg and Botkins. For Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, see you shortly on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.